Inland border checkpoints reopen as migrant family crossings dip. By Bob Price on July 31, 2019. Border Patrol officials are reopening many of the inland border security checkpoints following decreases in migrant crossings in June and July. The reductions also allow Border Patrol agents to return to other security missions. Yuma Sector Border Patrol officials told Breitbart News earlier this week they reopened inland checkpoints after decreased migrant apprehensions freed up agents previously forced into transportation, processing, and health care duties. Officials said fewer apprehensions also allowed agents to pursue other missions that were curtailed by the massive numbers of migrant families and unaccompanied children earlier this year. U.S. Customs and Border Protection Acting Commissioner Mark Morgan told the Senate Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs Committee on Tuesday that agents apprehended more than 300,000 migrant children since the fiscal year began on October 1, Breitbart News reported. This represents nearly 40% of the more than 800,000 migrants apprehended along the southwest U.S. border. Some of those minors are part of the 450,000 family unit aliens apprehended along the border, while the remainder crossed as unaccompanied alien children, Morgan stated. These numbers are staggering, unprecedented, and have overwhelmed every aspect of our border and immigration enforcement system, Morgan told the senators. Smugglers openly advertise about a safe and legal journey to the United States, he explained. They tell migrants and their families that there is a policy in the United States that anyone who arrives with a child will not be deported. And our laws support that perception. He said that if there is not a meaningful change in U.S. laws, detention facilities will continue to be overwhelmed while Border Patrol agents are diverted from their primary mission. Smugglers, like the one who threw the paraplegic man in the Rio Grande, they will continue to profit, he said. Border Patrol officials in the Yuma and El Paso sectors closed many of the inland checkpoints earlier this year as the mass migration of mostly Central American migrant families pulled nearly 60% of agents off of their primary mission of border security, Breitbart News reported. After the closures, New Mexico law enforcement officials called the closed checkpoints a green light for cartels and contributed, at least in part, to an increase in violent crimes and murders in the state. A Yuma Sector Border Patrol official told Breitbart News they are now seeing an increase in the apprehension of previously deported criminal aliens and wanted child sex offenders as agents return to their primary posts. Congress must acknowledge this is a crisis and pass meaningful legislation to address the current legal framework, Morgan concluded in his prepared statement to the committee. Bob Price serves as associate editor and senior political news contributor for the Breitbart Border Team. He is an original member of the Breitbart Texas team. Follow him on Twitter at Bob Price Tx and Facebook.